USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said on Tuesday that the open hearings next week to examine the sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh could be canceled if the accuser doesn't accept the committee's invitation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell addressed the allegations today from the Senate floor.
So this alleged incident is completely at variance with his entire life history. He welcomes the opportunity to address the committee about this claim. But colleagues, we should not have gotten to this point in this manner at this time.
Flooding in North and South Carolina after Hurricane Florence is still a major issue, and the Cape Fear River is set to crest at 62 feet today. Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest on how food is getting to the people that are stranded in the floods.
We actually have a one single pathway into Wilmington now, which is allowing some of these supplies to get in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Russia is being accused of cheating on sanctions on North Korea by actively working to undermine law enforcement by the United Nations. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
U.S. intelligence sources report at least 148 examples of illegal ship-to-ship transfers to smuggle refined petroleum products into North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, confronted Russia during her address to the U.N. Security Council.
Why, after voting for sanctions 11 different times, is Russia now backing away from them? We know the answer. It's because Russia has been cheating.
I'm John Clemens.
The Air Force estimates Space Force, President Donald Trump's planned new branch of the military, will cost $13 billion over the next 5 years, including $3 billion to start it up. That's according to the Defense News. The Air Force also estimated that 13,000 people will be needed on top of existing space operators to start the new branch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China announced new tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods, following up on retaliation pledges after the Trump administration's move yesterday to impose levies on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Gordon Chang is an expert on the Chinese economy. He joined Fox Business to talk about some of the other threats the Chinese are making against the United States.
And the other thing that the Chinese threatened was to go after U.S. companies in China, not to sell them products, and they also made a threat against Apple. Now, if they do that, what they're saying to the rest of the world is move your supply chains out of China. And that's actually happening. We saw Japanese and South Korean companies move their supply chains.
Chang was also asked about the Chinese stealing our technology companies' intellectual property.
You know, when we think about the United States, we have an innovation-based economy now. About 30% of the S&P's value relates to tech companies. That's going to go up to about 40% in a half decade. So if we can't commercialize our innovation, we don't have very much of an economy. And the one point you raise about the theft of U.S. intellectual property is absolutely critical, because people may not like tariffs. I don't like tariffs. But the point is, we got to do something to stop the Chinese theft.
China said the tariffs ranging from 5 to 10% will take effect September 24th. And also pledged to increase the rates if the United States continues to go ahead with higher tariffs coming up in January. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.